Give it up for Monday. Clap your hands on Monday. Let's dance, it's Monday. It's a happy Monday. The first day of the week.
It's Monday!
It's the Monica J Show on this Monday. Is that from Up With People or something? I can't remember. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me on the second hour of today's show. 10 to noon every weekday. It's your live and local FM talk show. And there's, boy, we're just a bunch of lemmings. I don't know. Some people say crisis. I see for a lot of people, it's opportunity. Because the price gougers are out and about. This is absolutely incredible. So I've been asked to come to a meeting of the Republican Women of Reno, Reno Republican Women, bring my petitions for the Recall Sisolak campaign. And I will be there. I will be there at the Atlantis on Thursday with bells on and no mask. Because this is really getting out of hand. Cold medications, wipes, masks. The prices have gone up. And the shelves are empty. And I feel bad for all of those people that, you know, are trying to do woodworking or cleaning and keep dust from going in their mouth and their nose. Because they can't get what they need. Because people panicked. The Dow may be going down. But obviously, people are still going out and shopping because they're looking for all these things to protect them from the coronavirus. You know what? This stuff isn't going to protect you from the coronavirus. It's just like the flu. You're going to touch something somewhere, rub your face. Loved getting lectured by that woman the other day who was licking her fingers, telling you not to touch your mouth or your face. That's the epitome of it right there. People telling you what to do, and they don't even do it themselves. I touch my face probably about 1,000 times a day. I rub my eyes. Always scratching my forehead. I don't know what it is. Am I going to stop? No. Because I wash my hands. And I disinfect surfaces around the house. And I don't touch things that other people are touching unless I absolutely have to. And then I have these amazing things called sleeves that I like to wear long sleeves for a reason. I pull the sleeves down if I've got to push a cart or grab a door handle. Use my sleeve to do it. But this is really getting out of hand. There are anti-gouging laws out there. And it's interesting to see the patterns. I mean, we saw this all the way back from Hurricane Katrina. Remember when people were trying to bring in water and, generators? I think there was a guy that was actually trying to... He went and bought up like a bunch of generators and then was trying to get ridiculous prices for them. And he was arrested and his generators confiscated. We're just going over this cliff because people are freaking out for nothing. Monica, people are dying. Look at the numbers. Look at statistics. And stop panicking. Stop closing schools. Teach kids. This is the perfect learning environment. Rather than closing school, they should, every class, be teaching kids to wipe down their desks, how to properly wash their hands. It was hysterical. Somebody sent me a video on Facebook. No, they messaged it to me. Private messenger. And it was this little girl standing in line. And there's this separator, you know, those metal dividers. She's licking it. Back and forth. And she's doing this for a couple of minutes. And her parents are standing right there. So I reposted it and I was like, okay, who's more disgusting? I love kids, but who's more disgusting? The kid who's doing this or the parent who's letting them do that? This world is full of germs. Come on, you've seen the videos. Purses, cell phones. What is it? Your purse and your cell phone have actually more germs and are more disgusting than a toilet seat. This is a teaching moment. This is a moment when people should not be panicking. They should realize if they have a survival plan or if they have a, you know, kit together. A disaster is a disaster is a disaster. Doesn't matter what it is. Man-made, natural, weather. We were on a cruise, actually, a year ago. All the doors into the eating facilities and just around the ship, actually, had those little hand sanitizer things. And they were making sure that people used them, especially going into the eating areas. It's like, okay. My husband and I have taken many a cruises. Germs everywhere. Small confined areas. We've never once brought something back. It happens, people. It happens. Would you like me to tell people this? Okay. According to the World Health Organization, hands should be dried thoroughly with either a paper towel or a warm air dryer. But there are studies that suggest hand dryers actually blow germs around, which is why you might want to avoid them, especially in settings like hospitals, clinics. I'm going to add one there. Bathrooms, wherever you go, because of the fact that we're saving the planet by not using paper towels. Everybody goes green, so we're going to put in these hand dryers. I have always hated hand dryers. If a hand dryer is my only option, I wipe my hands on my shirt. To hell with it. Stay healthy. Maybe that's why we've seen so much sunshine lately. Get outside and soak up some of this vitamin D. Even if you're going to kill yourself by smoking, go take a chair outside with you. Have a smoke, turn your face up to the sunshine, and just smile and let your body soak it in. If people want to kill themselves by eating raw animals and coming up with different diseases, that's on them. But don't let the governments send you into a panic. Because what happens? You panic. And you shouldn't. You should just always live by the Boy Scout model. Not model, motto. Be prepared. Are you that lax that the government is going to take care of you in every aspect of your life, that if something happens, they're going to be there for you? Well, I have a strong wake-up call for you. They're not going to be. Learn how to get past that. Learn how to get past your reliance on other people and rely on yourself. Always keep your car full of gas. When it gets down to half a tank, fill it up. Don't wait until you're below empty. There's all kinds of just little things that can give you the step up, the edge up. But to see things, went to the store the other day, there was no bottled water. Which I'm hoping, you know, people didn't just go in and buy all they could. Just bought maybe a couple of cases. It's always good to have around. Or if they see hand sanitizer, scoop it all up into their cart. You can make your own. I love that Tito's vodka stuff. That's any vodka works to make your own hand sanitizer. Don't forget the other ingredients, though. I haven't checked the sales on aloe vera gel. There's all kinds of natural remedies and all kinds of good stuff. But the point is to know yourself and know that if you know how to protect yourself, then you've got this. And don't touch your face. We'll be back after this on the Monica J Show, 884-9910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
God, I love my listeners. And I will take the Lord's name in vain for that one because, God, thank you. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J Show until noon today. Just got an email. Ew, I have seen vats of glue full of bugs, flies, roaches, etc. Never cleaned, full of germs. After I saw it, I never lick anything with glue. Maybe that's why self-sealing envelopes and self-stick stamps became so popular. People were starting to see what was in the glue. It's like, ugh. All right. Love that one, Kite. Thank you. Let's see. Here's another email. Totally agree. Get healthy, stay healthy, go outside, enjoy our Northern Nevada environment, go out and exercise. My family walk the dog near every day. We also go out and cycle the mountain trails. Go outside and get some exercise. The body will stay healthy. We don't want to get sick. Our bodies don't want to get sick. We're machines. What you put into your body makes a huge difference, though. And if you're putting in all these fake chemicals, if you're going to food markets and you're just eating all this raw stuff, you know, cavemen learned how to cook food for a reason. Fish, meat. Yeah. You cook out the bacteria. You cook out the germs. I mean, we should realize this by now. Remember, like, what was it? 35 years ago, Jack in the Box was undercooking its hamburgers? And all that salmonella outbreak, food poisoning? And then all of the burger joints started saying, ooh, we do that. We better, you know, bump this up. Why you don't eat raw chicken? This is where this stuff comes from. Somebody asked me, let's see, let me get find this email. Monica, I heard you talking about the coronavirus and it being just put out there as fake. If it is, then what are they trying to do? Okay, Jack. Look at what, well, Cuomo just did it. California was one of the first to do it. Trump asked for, what was it, $1.5 billion? And the Democrats jumped on him, scathing. He's not taking this seriously. It's not, you know. Blah, blah. So they put everything together, and then Trump signs the bill for what? $8.3 billion? Something like that? California, New York, already declared states of emergency. Do you make the connection, Jack? That's what they're doing. Now, cities and states get to apply for all this money to help them. Help them what? We haven't had that many cases. The flu. We keep going back to the flu. Oh my God, could you imagine if all of this attention was put to the flu? I tell you. Democrats see a way of making money that people aren't going to catch. And I don't mean physically catch. I mean mentally catch. Oh, we got to prepare. We have to be ready. Oh my gosh, there's an outbreak. Could be a pandemic. Mm-hmm. You know how many pandemics, outbreaks of the flu, disease, we have all survived. SARS, the bird flu, mad cow disease. Those are just in our lifetime. Trust me. COVID-19, the coronavirus, is not going to take us out. So live your life. Be happy. And be healthy. Now, that's all I would ever want for you in general, but use your head. Be smart. Turn off the panic alarms and just head on outside and enjoy Northern Nevada, because we've got this covered. Here's Fox News, hopefully not with a coronavirus first off. You know, there are other things happening. Maybe it's because they don't want you to pay attention to the Democrats' presidential primaries going on and seeing who they've got coming up for the presidential election. Wouldn't that be funny? It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
Hey, where did we go?
Oh, where did we go? Oh my gosh, my head hurts. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And I say this at every intro. I have the best listeners. Lorraine, thank you so much. I was just joking when we went into Fox News saying that, you know, maybe it's a distraction from Bernie and Biden, that the Democrats are just so overhyping the coronavirus. And what you just sent me, I love Dr. Drew, first off. I love the man. That's going to be my ultimate get. Try and get him on the show. Coronavirus, COVID-19, is a viral pneumonia. People get pneumonia shots. Older people get pneumonia. It sucks. Their bodies don't fend it off as well. But just throwing that out there about Bernie and Biden, This was posted. Every election year in the 2000s, every election year in the 2000s has had a disease. Tell me if this sounds familiar. 2004, SARS. 2008, avian. 2010, swine. 2012, MERS. 2014, Ebola. 2016, Zika. 2018, Ebola again. 2020, Corona. So it looks as though the Democrats have weaponized fear, trying to make Trump look like he hasn't done anything for the people. He's not taking the coronavirus seriously. After seeing that, okay, now I'll stand with Trump and say it's probably a hoax. It's just being used as a scare as a scare tactic. You know, I was thinking over the weekend about Bernie Sanders and why the do-nothing left, the Bernie bros, those real hardcore lefties, love Bernie Sanders so much. What is it about him? I mean, not only the fact that Trump is the youngest person running for president right now. I love those old white men. Bernie, Biden. Bernie, his entire life, has lived off of the system and has done nothing, really, but been a politician, extolling his virtues of communism, Marxism. And he has become a millionaire. Two homes, a summer camp, a very large summer camp. They want to emulate that. They want to become millionaires and not have to do anything. Wouldn't that be nice for all of us? But that is just basically the philosophy of the left. Live off all of us who go to work every day, who take care of our own, and would like to take care of a few more, but we're so taxed to death. And more are coming from the city, from the county, from the state. If the Democrats have their way, from the feds, how much more can you afford to lose? Don't buy in to the fear. Look at the people who are buying into it. Things that are controlled by the left. The education system. The healthcare system. Anything the Democrats touch is used and turned against you in a state of fear. Because, you know, what are we down to now? 10 years? Because AOC has been screaming 12 years that the world's going to end. They need to pick a better system, because every 10 years for the last 50 years, and you can research this for yourself, South Park did an episode on it in 2000 that we were going to kill everything off in 10 years. And the environmentalists were going crazy. South Park, they're not world scholars, but even they knew that this is a hoax to get funding for projects, to get more of your money. I guess we should have bought into it 50 years ago when it would just have cost us a few million. Because it's not billions now. It's $87 trillion that they want from you to fix the climate. That, again, is not broken, is repairing itself. ozone layer's repairing itself. All that CO2? Well, the plants love that. Come on. Use your head. Every single thing that the Democrats are screaming catastrophe. Education, healthcare, climate, environment, housing. It's just not reality. Democrats are creating the vagrancy and the homeless problem. How? By decriminalizing things. Rudy Giuliani took over New York, criminalized things like public urination and public defecation, and things started to change. Things started to clean up. His predecessors go in and start decriminalizing things, and it goes back to, I can't use that word. But you know the S-net word that I wanted to use. California picked up on it and said, hey, if we just start decriminalizing this stuff, we can make it so we're needed. It's all a hoax. It's all a panic and fear tactic. And people are buying into it. Literally buying into it because the shelves are empty. Don't buy into it. You're smarter than that. I know you are. Let me just read that to you again, one more time, and then make the connection. This is why Dr. Drew is shut down all the time, because he's the only one that's speaking out against it. Do you think that woman on TV telling you not to touch your face as she's licking her fingers every 10 seconds really believes it? 2004, SARS. 2008, avian. 2010, swine. 2012, MERS. 2014, Ebola. 2016, Zika. Whatever happened to Zika? 2018, Ebola. How come we're still not screaming Ebola? Because it's 2020 and we need something new. So along with China, who is working with the Democrats to get the Democrats back into office so they can get their sweet deals again, because Biden loves China. Bernie loves anything to do with communism. They're feeding the flames. And even their own countrymen know it. 2020. The year of coronavirus. The year that we stop letting Democrats put fear in front of people living and enjoying their lives. 2020, the year of Trump. It's the Monica Jay Show, 884-9910. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk. I've done all the talking today. Sorry. I know. I like pontificating against the left. What can I say? Makes me feel good. Hopefully, somebody's taking something away from it. You know, memes are supposed to be funny. But sometimes, well, they say funny is in truth. Yeah. Let's all get this straight. If we get nuked, it'll be by missiles built with technology given to China by Bill Clinton, Democrat. Funded by Iran with money Obama gave them, Democrat. Well, but it was their money. With warheads developed from uranium sold to Russia by Hillary, Democrat. And refined by Iran into weapons-grade plutonium in Russian centrifuges, bought with money Obama gave them. And Trump's trying to undo this you-know-what storm, but he's the traitor. Just amazing. And if you haven't remembered that, you know, the left tried to exonerate Hillary because they think she didn't intend to do what she did with that private email server, you know, all that stuff. They can't find that Trump did anything. But they think he intended to do what he didn't do. So they tried to impeach him. Democrats voted to fine us if we as Americans didn't have insurance, health insurance, because we're forced to have car insurance. Now they want to give illegals who break in to our country, break our laws, they want to give them free insurance and our jobs and sanctuary cities. Please remember this on voting day, because they will. They'll be voting. And when the Democrats come back to you and say that they are the party of the people, you might want to ask them, which people? Who are you talking about? Because Chuck Schumer, what a piece he is. Nancy Pelosi, Bernie Sanders, Biden. These people have lived their entire lives in the government, controlling everything. And yet, our country's problems just started when Trump was elected. Pretty much sums it up for you right there. We are so much more than this. I encourage anybody that has a friend who's a Democrat or anybody on the fence, say, you know what? Are you tired of being lied to? I mean, flat out lied to. Then it's time to take a look at your party and just walk away. The walk away movement, the Blexit movement, they all started for a reason. Because people were tired and are tired of being lied to. Now, if we can just get that for our city council, for our county commission, for our state, you know, the state being run by Democrats going into the toilet. Fightfornevada.com. Find out where the recall Sisolak petitions are in your county and sign one today. Remember, you can only sign once. We like to do things the legal way. It's the Monica J. Show, 10 to noon, every weekday. I'll catch you tomorrow. Love ya.